This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a bibliophile, you'd best brace yourself for some shortages, much like a whole lot of other things in this economy. Publishers and wholesalers alike are sounding alarms that there are going to be some delays in getting books this winter because, yes, a lot of them are printed overseas, and also, yes, a lot of them are on those container ships we were talking about earlier in the program. So, if you run a bookstore, what do you do? Here's the latest installment of our series, today from New Orleans, My Economy.
My name is Candace Huber, and I am the owner of Tubby and Coos Mid-City Bookshop. We sell genre books, so mostly science fiction and fantasy. I am personally a huge nerd, and that's what I like to read. And so when I open the bookstore, there's nothing in the city of New Orleans that catered to my little nerdy heart. And so I decided to open a store that did. And luckily, it turns out that a lot of other folks are passionate about those things as well. When the pandemic first started last year, I decided to close the store, of course, when everything else was closing. We've done really well with online orders and curbside pickup orders. And so because we've been doing so well with that, I haven't felt the need to reopen the doors. As of now, I am still closed for browsing, but hoping that things will get good enough that I feel comfortable opening again soon. One of the biggest challenges, especially with holiday season coming up, is the supply chain and being able to get books, being able to order books. Sometimes books will be on back order and they aren't able to print them as quickly as they used to be able to. We have seen price increases coming from publishers. So most of the time they're small price increases. So a book that was $16.99 might now be $17 or $18.99. I'm not as worried about that just because the price increases haven't been outrageous, at least yet. So I feel like that is something I'm not going to worry about unless we start seeing dramatic price increases across the board. Customers so far, I think, are vaguely aware of the supply chain issues, but we haven't really seen a lot of people start ordering up yet for the holiday season. I really hope that changes soon, but hopefully as we move into October, it will be a little bit more in people's minds. And as we start communicating that more to customers, hopefully we start seeing more orders rolling in.
That was Candace Huber selling books in New Orleans at their store Tubby and Coos. You've heard it before. I know you have because I've said it. But we really mean it. This series only works with your help. Tell us, would you, how your economy is doing at marketplace.org/myeconomy.